Well aware that the deed I was destined to carry out would most likely thwart any chances of a raise, I swung the book with all my might into Mrs. Strumpshaw's face, instantly transforming her persnickety nose into a bloody rubbish heap of shattered nasal bones, fractured cartilage, and mangled mucous membranes. Her eyes flew open and a hair-raising scream vaulted from her lungs. I immediately grabbed one of her satin-encased pillows and pushed it down over her face. Pillows are ideal breeding grounds for dust mites. Did you know that approximately 1/3 of your pillow's weight contains dead skin, dust mites, and their poop? It's disgusting, but I assure you, quite true. The first time T-Boom held the moon to my nose, his fingers were warm and shaking. He touched one to his tongue, then dipped it into the bag and held it up for me. Seems slow motion remembering now the way I moved my head down so that my nostril was right over that little bit of moon. The way T-Boom whispered, "Sniff hard." And so I did, feeling something bitter drip down the back of my throat, and then my head filling up with so many different beautiful things that I had to lean back against the 7-Eleven wall and let it drop down. I could feel the air on my teeth, could feel something that must have been heaven moving through my body so fast and slow at the same time that I didn't know if I wanted to laugh real loud or cry, or just let T-Boom move closer to me, lean in and add his kisses to all the beautiful other things. He opened his mouth, but no words came. Only grunts and ragged noises. His breath sawing quick through its throat in a panic. His fingers clawed madly at his skin, tormented on a loop by the affliction that ravaged him like swarms of fire ants and chigger mites, gnawing and biting in a raging frenzy, poisoning him with spitting venom and devouring with their tiny jaws, spreading deeper the longer he scratched. His face was twisted in knots of panic, pain, and confusion, a vignette of torture stroked with grimace and shaded with suffering, compelled by the savage need to shred his flesh, to escape the itching, fiery agony. Blood welled beneath his nails, thin beads bursting into streaks down his cheek as they pattered onto the open map. Time travel is not elegant. It isn't the neat slide of gears in a clock, or the flash of light in a lab, or the swirling tunnel of every bad science fiction movie. It is a tearing, a realignment, a warping of causality so complete that language itself starts to buckle under the weight of trying to describe it. Because the moment you arrive, you're not in the past. Not truly. You're in a present. One that doesn't know it's already been lived and won't know it has changed until someone writes it down, if anyone can. And that's where it starts to fall apart. Before sleep claimed them, they surrendered to the surge of primal impulse. Their taut bodies slick with sweat, catching in the orange glow of a night lamp as they knelt. Him embracing from behind, the slightly curved tip of his hard cock grinding against her clit as she arched back in submission, mouth agape, her tongue beckoning his as he pulled her closer, pressing into her, cupping and squeezing her small, pert breasts with both hands. Their shadows twisted on the nylon walls, a primitive mural scrawled in firelight. Pulling away from him, she wasn't ready to come yet, though she could have easily. Her tight, wet pussy throbbed in a deep pulse, aching for him deeper inside. She turned to face him, kissed him, her lips and front teeth colliding with his.
"You spend enough time in these parts, and you start to fade into the landscape. The freedom, the wind, the nothing. It all unifies into a single big sky. You can see what you're made of when it's just you and the frontier. It's never been sunshine and kittens out there either. The wasteland has a way of hardening you. It's got to. I always kept that hardening front of mind when I was out there too long. Didn't want to come home and lack something human. So when I got back, I would hug my daughters and kiss my wife and get back to good.